Bob Zimmerman is here, and we go off to the success of Glenn Lunny and his colleagues. That is, we have weather on Mars. What am I looking at, Bob?
Well, I was on this past weekend on Saturday. I get up in the morning. It's a day off. I don't really push too hard and do space stuff. But I look at the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter images and the Gale Crater Curiosity images, and there's this picture of clouds. And so I immediately posted it on Behind the Black, and it's clouds over Gale Crater. And what had happened is the team had they're doing drilling right now, Curiosity, at the base of the mountain. And so the thing's not moving, Curiosity's not moving much, and so they looked up and they said, let's spend some time look for clouds in the sky, and they saw a whole bunch of clouds. And so, you know, there's meteorology to do here. I'm not going to get into much details. I just find it really amazing and kind of breathtaking that I could be sitting on Earth on a Saturday morning and routinely gaze at the weather on Mars. And I just, that's just, it's breathtaking, John. It's just really
and
cool.
And the clouds are what you would expect on a beautiful blue day. I don't think the atmosphere is blue. It might be sort of pinkish, but a beautiful blue day. A skittering of clouds coming in, promising good beach weather. Now, images, cool images on Mars, Bob. You take us to what you identify as a drainage channel, again suggesting flowing water.
Yeah. This is the fundamental conundrum mystery of Mars. This is what they call a terrain sample image, which is one taken by Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's high-resolution camera. And it appears, and when it's a terrain sample, it usually means the picture was not taken requested by any particular scientist, but instead they just need to take pictures on regular intervals to maintain the camera's temperature, and so they try to pick good spots, and they pick the spot that there aren't many pictures taken near the Kasai Valley on Mars in the transition zone between the northern lowlands and the southern crated highlands, and you get these drainage channels, and they look like meandering tributaries from a stream, but that's the conundrum. Liquid water can't exist on Mars, and they don't have a model that says that provides them any method for making the atmosphere warm and thick enough in the past for it to have happened, and yet this is what it looks like. Now, it could have been wind, though it's less likely, and it could have been ice, and this is in that ice band latitude zone where you could have glacial ice, but I don't really see a lot of evidence of glacial ice in this image. So what caused these channels? I don't know. That's the real question, and that's the real mystery of Mars, and we need to have it solved someday, John.
Volcanoes on Mars were fixed on. We know they were there. There might still be active volcanism in some fashion, but you're looking at volcanic badlands, correct?
Yes, this is a picture that really struck me. It's badlands. And what made me post it as a cool image was because it was the first image of badlands I'd seen in this part of Mars near the giant volcanoes that looks like this. But it looks almost identical to badlands I've posted previously on the other side of the planet. And so it just tells you that when you get near the older volcanoes on the edges of their flood shield floodplain, you're going to see very eroded badlands like this. And that's what this is. It's about 1,000 miles southwest of Arcia Mons, one of the giant volcanoes. And it's in a crater where very few images have been taken. And that crater is a very old, eroded crater from like 4 billion years ago. And the volcanic eruptions, they think, occurred 3 billion years ago. And it's such a large of a eruption that it actually was able to reach this crater 1,000 miles away and more or less flooded. And since then, that lava plateau plain has corroded to produce these really bad land.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.